This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Congressional aides report a deal has been reached between Democrats and Congress in the White House on moving forward with a bill to avert a government shutdown at month's end. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Trump administration have agreed to keep a stopgap government funding bill free of controversy or conflict. That's according to aides who demanded anonymity, who were briefed on the conversation between Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Both sides are trying to keep any possibility of a government shutdown off the table, despite ongoing battles over a virus relief package and other spending priorities. The goal is to avert a shutdown at the end of September, which would bring unwanted tensions during the run-up to the November election. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Seven police officers involved in the suffocation death of Daniel Prude last spring in Rochester, New York, have been suspended by the city's mayor, who said she was misled for months about the circumstances of the fatal encounter. Prude, who was black, died when he was taken off life support March 30th. That was 7 days after officers who encountered him running naked through the street put a hood over his head to stop him from spitting, then held him down for about 2 minutes until he stopped breathing. Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren announced the suspensions Thursday at a news conference. With protests in Portland, Oregon nearing the 100-day mark, the governor, Kate Brown, and other Democratic leaders have called for an end to the violence. Meanwhile, federal agents are continuing to arrest protesters who allegedly assaulted law enforcement officers. Protests have erupted daily in the Pacific Northwest city since the killing of George Floyd. They are now punctuated by clashes between Black Lives Matter demonstrators and far-right counter-protesters. This is VOA News. Hong Kong media tycoon and longtime China critic Jimmy Lai was found not guilty of criminal intimidation on Thursday. The pro-democracy activist was also arrested last month under Beijing's controversial national security law. Reuters' Adam Reed.
It brings to an end one of several cases currently against him after his high-profile arrest last month under a controversial new Chinese national security law. The verdict for this case dated back to a 2017 incident and was unrelated to his recent arrest. Lai has been an outspoken critic of Beijing and had been accused of using foul language when confronting a reporter from the Oriental Daily News, a major competitor to Lai's tabloid Apple Daily. Prosecutors in the case said Lai had intimidated the Oriental Daily reporter. However, his lawyers argued that Lai had been followed by reporters for 3 years, and his comments were not intended to harm the reporter, but only to express his exasperation.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Facebook says it's taking more steps to encourage voting and work against misinformation as the presidential election approaches. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Facebook has long been criticized for not fact-checking political ads or limiting how they can be targeted at small groups. Starting a week before the election, the company says it will ban new political ads, though existing ones will still be seen. Facebook will also remove posts with obvious misinformation, both about voting and COVID-19. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the election will not be business as usual. He says that means helping people register and vote, and also taking steps to reduce chances of civil unrest after the election if results are delayed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 867,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.2 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil, then India. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. The health department said Thursday that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers tested positive for the coronavirus. Infections among healthcare personnel represent about 17% of Mexico's total cases, while deaths in the sector amount to only about 2% of the country's overall toll. Mexico ranks number 4 in the world in the number of deaths from COVID-19. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.